everyone. Hello, Singular! My name is Jenny Perot, and the first time I came to an event like this, Nikki gave me a call. And when Nikki calls you, you answer. I see Nikki Ramble on the phone, and I'm like, oh, what does she want to talk about? I answer the phone, and she says, hey, are you going to Kansas City, April 2016? And I was like, no, what is that? I don't know what that is. I wasn't planning on it. She's like, you have to go. Just trust me and go. So my husband and I, we bought our tickets, and we sat right there in Kansas City in 2016 when we decided we were going to become executives, silver executive, gold executive. And now I just want to be an ambassador. So I tell you that, and I hope you paid attention to the song, Conquer. We've heard that throughout this entire weekend, to conquer, conquer, conquer. And this is my theme today. Not giving up when you're losing hope. Put your hand up if there's been a part in your journey, when there's been a day you wanted to give up, you had no hope left. That was me. So for you to understand a little bit about my journey, I want to show you a little bit about my life. That is my sister. I have two sisters. This is my baby sister who's here today. She's a silver director, and she's been my longest obsession, my greatest obsession in my life. I loved her from the moment she was born. I'm a mommy to two beautiful kids, my daughter Layla, who's 5, my son Tristan, who's 2. He's a square. I'm a circle. We butt heads. I'm a mommy to some fur babies. And I am a wife to the most incredible man I've ever met in my life. He's right there. I think I'll keep him. He's not bad. But I'm also a daughter to the two most amazing parents in the world. My life part 2, and I know a lot of you guys can relate to this. We're all so busy. I am a 6-degree black belt ninja. I get up every morning and I look in the mirror and I say, you're a ninja today. We operate a business, a taekwondo business. That's my brother-in-law, so I'm a manager of that business. I am a team coach, national team coach to our amazing competition sparring team. But I'm also a leader. I'm a team leader. And I belong to an incredible team. I belong to Lisa's team, Nikki's team, Tish's team. Such amazing teams. And those three women have been astronomical. They've been instrumental in getting me on this stage. Nikki told me from the first day, you will be on that stage. And I was like, what stage? But here I am. And of course, my beautiful friends, the people that I do business with, honestly, they've become my closest friends because we're like-minded and we get each other. And now you guys are all stuck with me. So, let's get into it. Not giving up on hope. Our life experiences can make you or break you. Either way, it is your choice. And to explain what I mean by this, I'm going to take you back. I won't tell you how old I am, but take you back to when I was 4 years old. And I faced a lot of adversity. I was a little girl with stolen hope. I was a visible minority. I only spoke Korean. Was very chubby. I loved to eat. I still do. Ask my team. You got to feed me every hour. I had small eyes, and I had a crippling stutter. My first experience with someone that I needed to trust outside of my family was my kindergarten teacher. And she didn't like me very much. I couldn't sing the songs like the other kindergarten kids, couldn't do what the other kindergarten kids were doing. So every day at snack time, while other kids got snack, I was too chubby. So I got put in a second room in a dark corner and I had to face the corner. While other kids were eating, that's where I sat. And remember, I love to eat. I was always hungry. Then I had a piano teacher. She played the piano beautifully. I still, to this day, don't know why she didn't like me. She called me the ugly duck. And if my nails were just a little bit too long, she dragged me to her kitchen sink, took out a long pair of scissors, maybe I'm being a little dramatic, and she would cut my nails with those scissors over the sink. It hurt so bad, but it hurt my heart more than anything else. And then there were the kids in school. Kids can be mean. Kids can be great, but kids can be mean as well. The kids in school made fun of me, and I had a lot of bullies. There was one day in particular that I'll never forget. I was 4 years old. My mom put me in this beautiful coat. She put my hair in these beautiful pigtails. And my older sister, who was my protector, was sick. She had a raging fever, and my mom could not leave her side. So I had the job of walking a block and a half all the way to school. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. So on I went. And on that very last turn, the bell rang. And around that turn were the same kids. They were grades 3, 4, and 5. They made fun of me every single day. But that day in particular, I was alone. And they pushed me up against a lamppost, big lamppost. And they told me I was worthless. They told me I was ugly. They made fun of my eyes. And they told me I looked like a boy. I don't think I look like a boy, but whatever. And they picked up a dirty needle off a sewer grate, and they put it to my neck and said, "Now you're going to die." And so I had stolen hope. Hope did not come easy to me. But we all have a choice. We have a choice to love on others. We have a choice to make a difference in this world. And the people who taught me about choice... Oh, sorry. I'm going to back up a second. At any given moment, you have the power to say, this is not how the story is going to end. And I made that choice. Rise above your greatest challenges, no matter what they are. Adapt to change. We have to. I mean, we learned about squiggles and squares and circles. We have to learn how to adapt to change, to the different personalities in this room. We have to learn how to be different. And what I mean by different is don't change who you are to the core of you. But learn how to be different so that you can further yourself. You can be a better human being. You can give more to people. And the people who taught me that were these two people. They are my why. My why is to make my parents proud, because throughout my life, they taught me how to love, and they taught me how to forgive. And they taught me what my gift was. I want to get back to my parents. I know I won't have them for the rest of my life, and for selfish reasons, I would love that, but we all know how that works. And last week, my husband and I probably had one of the worst weeks of our lives. Wednesday, my PowerPoint was due to Song, and I love Song. I'm like her greatest fan. I'm her Facebook stalker. I Facebook stalk you, Song. And when she says, your PowerPoint's due, I say, yes, ma'am, and I get it to her. But that morning, I woke up, and our dog of 13 and a half years was in heart failure. And we had to rush to the hospital and make the decision to put him down. It was so hard. He was my best friend. He never judged me. He didn't care how much I ate. He didn't put me in a corner. He loved me no matter what. And it was the hardest thing to go through and watch my husband go through it, because I was his best friend as well. Thursday rolls around the next day, and it's my birthday. Probably the worst birthday I've ever experienced. We weren't actually sure if we would make it here today. That day, we had a personal emergency at my bat cave, my ninja job. And it really knocked the wind out of my sails. Still to this day, we're still working with it and dealing with it while we're here. But this is what my parents taught me. They taught me to be human enough to make mistakes and be flawed, and strong enough to learn from them. There are lessons in everything. This next point is my favorite. There is no such thing as failure. Failure is lessons learned redirecting you to your success. Take that in, guys. I'm going to say it one more time. There is no such thing as failure. None of us are failures. Failure is lessons learned redirecting you towards your success. And you have to learn about your gift. Everyone here has a gift. My parents taught me that my gift was love. I love to love on everyone. I'm a circle, right? I spread love wherever I go. And I love my team. They're all here today. Woo! Love you, Jenny! Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future. There are sharks in the water. My greatest fear is being eaten by a shark. As a matter of fact, when I Googled this photo, I was like, oh, I don't like putting this on my slide, and I've had to look at it for the last few days. I live in Alberta, Canada. I don't live near a body of water that has sharks, but I am so terrified, and corporate keeps sending us to these beaches and all these exotic locations, and like my husband James is like, come on, let's go in the ocean, let's go in the ocean. I'm like, honey, I'll just film you from here, I'll just tape you from here. No, you won't ever see me in an ocean. This is my greatest fear. And there are sharks all around us. Think about it. There are concrete sharks, there are non-concrete sharks. Some of these sharks in your life are your friends, your family, sometimes people on your team, sometimes people on detox. But there are sharks everywhere around you. We know the value of this system. And sometimes people tell you it's not worth it. You're lying to me. It's totally worth it. So ask yourself, who are the sharks in your life? Is it yourself? Is it the voice in your head? Do not back down from those sharks. Rather, be a ninja, turn around, and punch them square in the snout. No, I'm just kidding. Don't hit people. If you want to change the world, don't back down from the sharks. William H. McRaven. The power of belief. I mean, we've heard it all day today. I love it. You have to have belief. It was at one of these events, I don't remember which one it is or which one it was, but we were sitting in the crowd and Russ Fletcher stood there on the stage and he said, I believe in you. I believe in all of you. And those four words were so powerful to me. I elbowed my husband and I was like, honey, you hear that? He believes in us. We're just managers. But it was so powerful. And those four words changed the course of our business. One person with a belief is equal to a force of 99 who only have interest. One person. So when you feel like you're losing hope, redefine yourself. Stand up taller. You know, we always hear, walk like an executive, act like an executive. One of the things I took away is, after this, I'm going to go home and I'm going to walk like an ambassador. Borrow success in dreams. It's okay. When my husband and I first started, we didn't have any success. I borrowed Lisa Goodwin's success. She was having astronomical success. I borrowed Nikki's success. I borrowed Tisha's success. I borrowed success from other people. And when it came to my first event, I went home and borrowed Cynthia Evans' success. I borrowed everyone else's success because I wanted to grow my business. And borrow dreams. Yesterday, I was just bawling my eyes out because Russ Fletcher was standing here and his father was sitting there, and that's one of my dreams. The next time I come back on stage, maybe as a gold executive to do the speech, I will have my parents in the crowd. And that's going to be one of my dreams. And I will fulfill that. I know it for sure. Always take 10 steps forward for your why, 10 steps forward for yourself, and another 10 steps for your team. So a little tidbit on our business story. My husband and I got started in this. His background is an instrumentation mechanic. You don't need to know what that is. I still don't know, but he went to school for that. Has something to do with pressure and flow and water and gas, and I don't know. But he was working out of town every single day. You know, he'd be gone for 3 weeks at a time and back, and we had our first baby. He completely missed her walking. He missed her entire journey because he was always out of town. And so he was crushed. He hated what he was doing. And being a part of Zingular is the first time I've actually seen him so driven and truly happy. And can I get actually my team to stand up here? I want to acknowledge them for a quick second. If we could give them a big round of applause. Thank you. This is the A team. I didn't name them. James did. If I named them, it would have been like Team Buttercup or something like that. But this is the A-team, and they mean so much to me. And we even have a little crew here this time. We call them the Munchkin Crew, because although they say they're 5 feet tall, they're probably about 4'11". And what happened to us last week actually took us away from our business. And it was okay, because 10 steps, 10 steps, 10 steps, that's 30 steps ahead. So when I had to take 5 steps back, I was still 25 steps ahead. The power of believing in another person is truly unbreakable. I want to do a quick little exercise. I want you to look at your friends or your team, and on the count of three, I want you to say, I believe in you. And don't give me like a quiet one, please, because then you have to do it again. Just do it really good the first time, okay? Ready? One, oh, wait, wait, wait. One, two, three. Awesome. Okay. One more exercise. Let's do it again. But on the count of three, say, I believe in me. One, two, three. I believe in all of you guys. When you guys are here doing your executive speech, I will be in there. I will be out there cheering for you all. Find your gift as a leader. As a leader, what can you offer to your team? Some hope, encouragement, therapy? Right, Lisa? Right, Nikki? A lot of therapy when I call sometimes. You could be a friend. You could be a part of their family. They could be a part of yours. And all that as a leader, it'll be motivation to pull through the hard times. If you are here, you are inspired by a leader, and you yourself is a leader. And remember, a leader does not create followers. A leader creates other leaders. Hope today is courage tomorrow. Hope is wishing something would happen. Faith is believing something will happen. Courage is making something happen. We have the opportunity of a lifetime with Zingular to become more. This is our theme, become. Go home and do that. Build hope today. Have courage tomorrow and be the conqueror of your life. This has been one of my favorite quotes as of recent. There are far, far better things ahead than any we leave behind. From C.S. Lewis. So, be the conqueror of your life. The choice is truly up to you. Thank you, everyone.